You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Oliver Gers. Now we are talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
This is Sweet 16, Type Radio. I'm Donald.
And I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Oliver from Dummy Magazine.
Right. First question.
Yes.
Oh, let's go a bit. Let's go back to the old... Are you religious?
Am I religious?
Yeah.
I came from a very religious town here in Germany, from Paderborn. It's very Catholic. And so I decided to be not religious. And
Was that a statement?
Yeah, there was a statement. In Berlin it was the opposite of a statement. Because here it's a statement to be religious. Because everybody is not. So, but I never went back to church again. And maybe I'm religious in a way that I think about, or I think there is something in the air, but nothing like God or something, but ideas and something of a spirit. If you mean that kind.
You want to go on?
No, go on. Yeah, let's talk about God. No.
There was a Glauben issue in Dummy, wasn't there?
Yes, right. Yeah.
How was the Dummy initiated?
It was initiated because we became bored by the media we had. And we were working for media here in publishing houses, in big publishing houses. For example, I worked for the Spiegel or Süddeutsche Zeitung. And everything was so boring. And we had this crisis, this economic crisis, and the publishing houses decided to keep the money and not to be creative. And so we decided to make our own thing and make a magazine we want to read, because we didn't found one.
So the first Dummy issue started up when there was an economic crisis also?
Yeah, where the name came from, because in further times, every Dummy was kept in the house and didn't go to the public, and so we decided we make a Dummy who is to be published. So, and that's it's a comment to the crisis, the name of the magazine.
So how was it financed then?
The first issue was financed with our money, but it was not very much money because we got a lot of support, creative support from journalists and from designers who were bored as well as we were. And so we could finance it by our own. And then we got some ads, and so the first time was okay. And till today, it's still a black zero.
Which means a black zero?
Black zero means not red numbers. So it's without money.
You're not making money, but you're not losing money either.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah.
From a design point of view, the most interesting thing is each issue, it's really being built up from the ground up. The logo is different, the whole layout is different. Why did you want that?
It's very exhausting. Because...
Why do you know all these
art directors, and I'm a journalist, and I knew art directors from the big publishing houses, and now we have the situation to handle with a new art director with every issue. So it's very exhausting, but it's very much fun to get into contact with creative people, and this was the idea, to for every number you get a new bunch of people, creative people, new journalists, new photographers, so every issue is a prototype of the next issue, and every issue is very singular, and this was the idea of the Dummy magazine. So, and after 3 years, we got a lot of contacts, we got a lot of journalists who are working for us, and it's like a family. And after creating each issue, we make a huge dinner party, and so sometimes we see the people for the first time, because when you produce it, you have contact over mail and telephone, and you get the text and the illustrations, and then you see the whole bunch of people, probably 40, 50 people who are doing this, producing this issue, and this is every time it's a great fun, and it's it's so much worth for me, coming from the big publishing houses where you have only one staff It's always the same. It's always one art director is doing the work for 10 years. And that's what it looks like.
Well, it's recognizable. The audience knows when they look for Bild magazine, they know, well, it's that logo on that position. That's
Yeah, I know. It's a decision. I mean, it's against all rules of editing and publishing, because you never have a logo, never have the same type, and even the size is different from issue to issue. So, but this is a decision if you want to get a huge target group, like 100,000 people, or you get 20,000 customers and you make this idea. I mean, you can do other magazines functioning like all the magazines function, but we decided to do that. We can make other things, but this is so much fun. It's like a relay.
But it is a risk also. I mean, you never know what will happen.
No, you never know. It's an experience every time. And it's very different from the number of customers. Mm. So it depends on the cover. It depends if you see it on the selling point. But this is always learning in progress and work in progress. And I learned so much in these 3 years, much more than I learned in 10 years in huge houses and huge companies. Mm. And so it's like a university for us.
And which one's your best-selling issue so far?
Which one? It wasn't sex, huh?
Was it bad cover? Soccer, maybe.
No, football wasn't a good issue because we have a lot of female customers. Mm. And they weren't interested in the football issue. Mm. One of the best ones was a Jew issue. And it was very surprising. Because at first we thought the Jew issue, everything is sad to this issue. And because you have all the newspapers full of articles about Gaza and Jerusalem and so. And we always want to show how bright it is, how wide the theme is. And yeah, that was exactly a very typical issue for Dummy, to get a theme and to make it very wide. A theme which seems to be very, how do you say, very small and very focused on something like Germany. Everything is said to Germany. We made a German issue, was very good sold. So, and that's always the effort.
How do you pick your designers?
Oh, it's every time it's different. Mm. I mean, they come to us and we are looking for some. And in the meantime, it's like you get posts, you get mails from designers. And I mean, it's a good opportunity for them who are not working in publishing houses to make a magazine once in a life, an own magazine. And that's advantage for us and advantage for them. It's a win-win situation. Mm. So they come and we look at the work, and more than to look at the work, we work on the people, how we are getting together and if it fits, because this is more important, and because you work very together with the people.
And they're always based, well, at least in Germany.
Yeah, they should be in Berlin.
Berlin.
No, but we could imagine to make an issue in another country. So it could be a step forward.
Yeah, because you said sometimes you meet them at the party when they...
Yeah,
so sure. They could be, Frank, from Brazil for that
matter. Yeah, they could be. Yeah. And they could move for a few months or a few weeks only to Berlin. I mean, it's no problem with all the computers and the software. It's no problem to do an issue in Brazil. And then you come here for the last 2 weeks of production. So we did that before with designers from Hamburg or Munich. So there's no problem.
And what is the criteria? Do you give the designer a carte blanche, or do you have a criteria, like you say, there is some sort of guideline?
Both.
You have to use blue.
Yeah, blue, my favorite color. It's somewhere it has to say Dummy, and then do whatever you want.
They have kind of carte blanche, but not really, because we are looking that our readers become lucky, and this is always an essential. We say that typography has to be very readable, and don't use colored fonts. Mm. Like all the designers are, can I use red, can I use yellow, and small types, and can have a special color on the cover, and you know all these art directors.
So basically, you don't put design over content.
Yes, but we try to get it into one, on the row.
Right.
So
right.
It has to be, it's both is important, and nothing has to influence the other stuff. So it's, and the cover is very essential, because we are also thinking of a point of view of selling. And so it doesn't have to be only art and only for other designers to present my work. Mm-hmm. So it has also to be sold on the selling point. So, and this is always a question.
Mm. Do the sellers sometimes complain to you with it, like, oh, what's this size now?
Yeah, for example, this issue, it's a revolutionary issue, and we thought it's a good idea to make a black cover, like something which is censored. And we had a lot of sellers who send it back to us and say, oh, what do you think who you are? Are you something better? I don't want this in my shop. And you are really depending on them.
But were you surprised they reacted so severely on this?
It was an experience to see how the sellers are handling the products, and not only the distribution company, also the sellers on the street, how they handle with it. Yeah. And when you talk to them and you explain your work and you explain your magazine, it's always good, because it's always very anonymous when they get the stuff, and then they get it somewhere, they don't understand it. And it's always an experience to see where they, how they handle it. And like the crime issue, it was in the same section with the magazines for the hunters. Huh? So you couldn't find it. Mm. And our issues about women, it was with the women magazines. So, and football is sport, but we are general interest, and we are, so we have to lay somewhere else, but they don't know.
Can you make the resellers, can you make them clear that it's sort of, it's you should be in this section, or is that there's no control over that?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's too many selling points, and you can't get into contact with them. And you have a company who is doing that for you. Mm-hmm. It's a big company, and so you don't have the opportunity to do it by yourself. Sometimes when I'm in Berlin and looking around, and I see it's wrong. It's with the Hunter magazines, so I go there and talk to them, and next time it's okay.
And so, how do you choose the subjects? I mean, is it always current issues, or
and does it start with the subject?
Yeah, it's always only one issue. It's only mono theme. So we think about issues which sounds very penetrated, which sounds very old. So you can show how much there is left besides the mainstream media and the mainstream of opinions. So. And normally, magazines like us, with only one issue, doing very spheric themes, like future, or respect. And then you can hear, okay, it's very wide. Okay, everything can be in the magazine. But our issues are always very close, like Germany, like Jews, like sex. You think, oh, everybody, everything is said to this point. So, and this is always one reason why we do an issue. And the other reason is because we are interested in the issue. Like now, it's Turks. So and you don't know what are you expecting in Dummy about Turks? Is it about Atatürk? Is it about the Turks in Neukölln? You don't know. You can make other things. So and so the decision is always journalistic driven. It's not driven by the editorial design. Maybe with a revolutionary issue, we tried to make something which is very, which is good for thinking about creative design.
And do you pick the designer after you choose your topic?
Yes, or it's not a democracy. It's only me and my co-publisher, and we decide. We decide the issue, and then we decide about the articles. We got only suggestions from outside. And that's what I like, because I worked for newspapers and magazines, and I hate all these conferences with editors, because these are big conferences to get rid of ideas, to, I never had a good conference in a magazine or newspaper, in a big newspaper. And so only we two decide what the issue is, what the articles are coming in. So it's very good. It's very,
And you also pick the writers to to fit certain subjects
yes.
to write about.
Yes. Mm.
So how do you know how they write? How do you pick them?
Yeah, because we both worked for a long time in journalism in Germany, so we really know a lot of people who are writing and who are living in Berlin and who are getting bored writing for normal mainstream media and so. So we got a bunch of people there. And on the other hand, we are searching for some. Yeah. So. And we got a lot of mails and a lot of calls, can I write something? And they suggest written stories and suggest made photos, pictures. So we got, every day we got pictures to fitting to the topic we have. Mm. So it's very nice because you can, you get all the ideas and all the creative processes and you can decide what you put in the magazine.
Sweet 16. Now we're talking.